Open Windows, May the 16th. The Essential Nature of the Christian. The head, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with the increase that is from God. Colossians 2, verse 9. What is the believer? In God's sight, the believer is one in whom Christ is implanted, and God never looks at Christ in a limited way. He always looks at him in an absolute way. And when Christ is implanted at the beginning of our life, it is not as though God implanted him in a fragmentary way. God's thought was that the end should be bound up with the beginning, and that Christ should be all and in all. That is why conversion is never an end in itself. It is only the first step towards the full end of God. It defines the nature of the believer in God's sight, that it is of Christ. You cannot make that. No decision card can accomplish that. You can never make men or women Christians by inviting them to make certain decisions, to assent mentally to certain propositions of Christian doctrine, though perfectly true as to the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. There has to be something which constitutes in that individual, right at the very centre of the being, a living union with Christ and a deposit of Christ. Anything other than that is a false conversion. It is the depositing of Christ at the very centre of the being with a view to his spreading to the very circumference. That is the nature of a believer. Do you see the pathetic hopelessness of trying to propagate anything by organised means and methods, which is really all of God? It simply has to grow. It simply has to be. Ah, but when it is so, it is mighty. It is indestructible. It is incorruptible. Nothing can stand in the way of Christ. It is that which roused hell and the energies of the devil. He does not mind all the other doctrine, work, profession. That may often serve his ends as a great deception and misrepresentation. But bring Christ in, bring Christ through, realize Christ, and then you meet every force in this universe which is antagonistic to Christ.